Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for letting me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Happy anniversary, baby. And it's your anniversary, too. All of you who've been with me for however long you've been here, thank you for being part of that. And I know why you come here. I know why you join me, because you know we're going to be talking to some really smart people, because you like our Brain Trust members. You know what a commitment they make. They're all smart people. They're all, you know, cutting edge thought leaders in their field, and they bring their perspectives and their ideas and their best practices and tips to join when they join us. And Elise Bennett is a perfect example of that. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she's also, but what she's the most proud of is her own business as the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of a number of books on marketing, and she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, so good to be here.
Good to have you back.
Yeah.
You know, you and I've already had your 14th anniversary.
I remember.
I know. And so, now we're moving. You're in your 15th year with us, and next Monday I'll be starting my 16th year, and it's been a lot of fun. Recently, we all know that that the New York area where you live was hit by one storm. Actually, more than the perfect storm. Like three storms came together, Hurricane Sandy primarily. And then another one right after that, a nor'easter right after that. And so I know you're waiting on the frogs and the locusts and all that. you're looking for those things now. The biblical proportion kind of stuff. So but you're there in Hoboken, which got hit pretty hard.
Yes, it did.
But
we
you
are
weren't
below
there.
Sea level. I wasn't there.
You bailed on them, didn't you?
I have my business to thank for my luck. I mean, you know, it's all about timing, really.
Yeah.
Everything is about timing. And I had two trips scheduled to be speaking and giving workshops on marketing, and the first one in San Francisco. So I left the day before the storm for that.
But you knew it was coming, though, right?
Yeah, I knew it was coming. And I was glad to get out before it happened.
That's called getting the heck out of Dodge. Is that what you? That's what you did, basically, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I cleaned out my refrigerator, too, because I knew I was going to be gone.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to come back for a week in between before I went to Toronto for Design Thinkers, another conference, and my flight was canceled, and I had to stay two extra days in San Francisco, and then I just decided to go directly to Toronto.
Yeah. So the good news is, and the reason we're telling you this information, folks, even though I know you're fascinated to hear about Elise's life, tell them how even though, you know, the terrible situation there in the New Jersey, New York area, not to minimize that at all, you, because of how you do business, you're able to not miss a beat.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I got so much more done and was so much more productive than ever would have been possible if I had been here.
Really?
I've been talking to my neighbors about how they were working, because, you know, most of the people who were affected on my block. So my block did not get any flooding or damage, but
right.
There was no power for
no
a
power.
Week. And there was no power in
and
parts
probably
of the
not
city.
Many cell much cell phone coverage.
No, very little cell phone.
So
coverage.
So they were basically back to the 19th century for a while there, weren't they?
Well, yes, except that half a block from here and up three blocks, people did have power. So there were basically homes open as charging stations and cooking stations and hanging out stations.
Good for them.
So basically,
to 19th century neighbors helping neighbors.
Exactly.
Right.
It was
just
incredible.
You know, they probably would help you raise a barn if you ask them to.
Absolutely.
Like they
did.
So, but you were because your business is virtual,
yep.
Or because you take advantage at least of the virtual tools. You were wherever you were very productive.
I was amazed by it, actually, because usually I think I have all my resources here at my desk, and this is where I get my best work done. But I used Skype a lot, especially because I was out of the country for part of it, and email and go to mypc.com, and it was just amazing how much I was actually able to get done.
Right. Well, so what did, when you think about people who don't make their living like you do, completely virtual, almost completely virtual, but they have traditional businesses. If they do find themselves on the road, or they do find themselves with some kind of a disaster or some kind of a business interruption, I mean, there's still so many things that even a traditional business could take advantage of, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I have a post on the Marketing Mix blog about disaster planning and, you know, just getting everything ready in the cloud, backing things up.
Right.
You know, all sorts of tools that no matter what kind of business you run, this will help you prepare for it.
Well, and you know, another thing that maybe people don't think about is have some kind of, this is why I've been drilling this into people's heads for 15 years. Have a way of connecting with your customers electronically, all of them. Get their email addresses, and if your business is, you know, people, you may not realize it, if you got a traditional business, there's a pretty good chance that you got customers that depend on you. They rely on you. I mean, if you ask consumers, imagine that all the small businesses that you did business with just went away, they'd freak out. Because they need you in many cases. So they want to get it. If there's a tornado or a hurricane or a fire or a flood or whatever, they want to hear from you. Hey, folks, you know, we're still in business. Things are a little different. This is how we can work together over the next week or so. I mean, that's you need to do that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I actually, you know, kept promoting a particular product that I had already planned to promote while I was away, and I added a little personal note with a Hoboken update because I knew people would be wondering what was going on. And I got so many responses back from people saying, oh, I was, you know, seeing Hoboken on the news and wondering
but
how
she
you
didn't
were.
Have time to let me know she was okay, though, folks.
You're on my list. You didn't respond.
I didn't get an email from you. No. God forbid she would send me my own email after 15 years of slaving here for her.
You said you would forgive me.
Give us the website. Yeah, but I had to say it one more time. Give us the
All
website.
All right. It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the mini books, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, and on. So check that out. Quick break, right back with our good friend, Elise Benin. Stay with us.
It was around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on your life, just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.